Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Te Ikaroa Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangari Manuel says by scrapping the collaborative He Waka Eke Noa process, the government is showing bad faith with the 61% of New Zealanders who favour stronger action on reducing carbon emissions. He Waka Eke Noa was a partnership between government agencies, the primary sector and iwi to work on pricing agriculture emissions. It is to be replaced with a new pasture sector group to tackle biogenic methane, and agriculture, animal processors and fertiliser companies will be removed from the emissions trading scheme. The Labour MP says the coalition is playing politics and asking voters to trust it.
It was comments like, oh, we will, oh, we're going to, but no measures. I mean, it is promising that, you know, emissions are decreasing, but if we leave it to good faith, you know, we could be looking back in the next 3 years and saying, oh, well, the goodwill didn't work.
Kushla Tangari Manuel says farmers should realise delays will only mean tougher restrictions in the future. Corrections new Deputy Chief Executive Māori, Herewini Tekoha, says the department is committed to the Hokairangi policy. The commitment was questioned by the independent inquiry into the riot at Waikerea Prison 4 years ago, which found an at times disrespectful staff culture and generally poor conditions, which were inconsistent with the principles of Hokairangi. Mr. Tekoha says new Minister Mark Mitchell has reaffirmed the department's commitment to the policy to uplift the oranga of Māori and others in custody. He says with more than half the prison muster being Māori, Corrections is looking for ways to be more responsive, including working with iwi and kaupapa Māori service providers.
The focus is very much on need. Some of those bedrock needs come to understanding the importance of identity, the importance of connection and belonging. So alongside strong clinical and safe and caring custodial is the big matter of being much better in the cultural space. So all of those things working better.
Rugby league legend Tawira Niko says this weekend's clash between the Warriors and the Melbourne Storm will be epic. He says the Warriors fans, who are among the most loyal in the NRL competition, have helped sell out Go Media Stadium. He joked with Radio Wātea's Dale Husband that Warriors fans have even tried him for tickets.
Every week the game's been sold out. People have been ringing me for the last 2 weeks trying to get tickets. I said, mate, ring the Warriors. I'm a Melbourne Storm supporter. Ring everybody else.
Tawira Niko won a premiership with the Melbourne Storm in 1999. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!